Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm with Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Did you say that again?
Yes, sir. Are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes.
Great. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. This is not a sales call, sir. To begin, and thank you for taking my call, do you support or oppose allowing patients to in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it? Do you support it or oppose it?
Yes, I support that.
School choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, sir, would you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I'd oppose it.
And recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I oppose that.
And thank you again for your patience. Currently, only students in low-income families qualify for the Educational Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program? Do you support it or oppose it?
Suppose or oppose it?
And would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who vote to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina? Would you be more likely or less likely to support it?
Less likely.
And do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
I'm not sure.
And thank you again for your patience. You're doing great. We are almost done here. Do
Yep.
you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibilities if that person were to drive and injured or kill someone? Should or should not?
Should or should not have could you repeat that just a little bit?
Sure, no problem. Do you believe bars and restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injured or kill someone?
Okay. They should not drink all give them all that drink to drive home. Did I make perfectly clear in that?
Yes, I marked down the answer that you wanted me to mark down for you.
Oh, good.
With the
Yep.
following question, I would like to ask you. South Carolina goes to great length to investigate their state court judges to make certain they are qualified and free from conflict. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I think it needs to be changed.
If a convinced a store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, shoot alcohol to a minor, and that minor then cause a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be labeled for compensation the victims for their injuries? Should or should not?
Should not. Oh, should. I'm sorry, should.
Okay. And do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third party on a verdict from that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damage? Should or should not?
Yes, I think they should.
And thanks again for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. Make
okay.
Marketing by a personal injury lawyers heavily occupied public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal professional? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession or hurt the public perception on the legal profession or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
Well, I'd have to say, could you repeat that over again?
Sure. A marketing by a personal injury, a lawyers heavily occupies a public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public's perception of the legal profession? Hurt the public perception of the legal profession? Had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it has no no calling for it. You know, they don't affect anything in that. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Many personal injuries lawyers advertise that they can get large insurance payouts for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
I think it was the first one she said.
Maximizing their contingency-based legal fees, getting to justice for their injured client.
I'd say no.
What impact do you feel advertising by personal injury, lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Significantly increased premiums, somewhat increased premiums, have little or no effect on premiums?
Well, that's a rough one. I don't believe that a certain amount of education, I mean,
let me ask you, sir, from the options I have here, what do you want me to mark down for you? Significantly increased premiums or somewhat increased premiums? Or have little or no effect on premiums or reduce premiums?
I think the second one.
Okay. And do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decision confidential?
Yes.
If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
I don't believe that, okay, could you repeat that again, please?
Sure. If parents are already involved in the decision making process, do you feel a government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Yeah, I don't believe that the government should, get involved with the parents are doing. Is that the what I want to say for that one?
Yes, sir. I marked down that option for you. And in terms of political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
I am a Democrat.
And what is your age?
My age is old.
Well, yeah, the options I have here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir. From 50 to 64, or 65 or older, or 35, 49.
Older, 65 or older.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
It's white.
And do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
I'm a male.
This concludes our survey. Thank you very much, sir, for your participation. You have yourself a great evening. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day now.
You too, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.